We begin the current daf, Masechtas Menachos, daf Samach Aleph. We begin 16 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah regarding the elements of Hagasha and Tenufa, that there are those that require both, require only one of the two, and some don't require any one of them. So the Mishnah continues, Eilu Tu'una is Tenufa, V'ein Tu'una is Hagasha. Contrast to the previous Mishnah, which we discussed those that require Hagasha, which is bringing the Mincha near to the corner of the Mizbeach, but did not require the service of waving. These require the waving procedure, but don't require to be brought to the corner of the Mizbeach. And they are, Loig Shemesh al Mitzaira v'Ashame, the Mitzaira, the one who has the Neg of Tzaras, when he has purification process, he brings a Loig, which is a measurement of oil, with his Karban Ashem, where the Pasuk says regarding them, Hei Nefaisam in Vayikra, Yodalit, that he has to wave them, that the procedure of Hanafa applies, and Vabikurim Kedivri Belezim in Yaakov, which, as the Gemara tells us elsewhere, like in Sukkah and Menzayin Mabez, or Blazer Yaakov holds that Bikurim require the Tenufa, the waving process, so we see it requires the Halacha of Tenufa, not Hagasha. And ve'imuri shal meyachid, regarding the sacrificial parts of an individual's carbon shlamim, and ve'chazei v'sheik shalhem, together with the thigh and the breast of that animal, which is given to the kayan, where it says in Yuku Yud, it says sheik hadshuma v'chazei atnufa, those two parts which are elevated and taken off for the kayan, al ishe hachalav yaviu, should be poured on the sacrificial parts. Lahainif Tanufa, to do this elevation, this waving process, that we see that these also is the third item that requires waving. And says the Mishnah, Echad Anoshim, Echad Anoshim. And this halacha applies to both men and women. Bi'Yisrael, B'loi B'Acherim, but only by a Jew, but not by others. Shemar can explain, that seemingly sounds like only Yisrael, not a Yisraelis. Sounds like it's excluding women, but didn't just you include women. Another one, Ishti Halecha Mishnei Kivsei Atzeres. The two breads that are brought on Shavuos with the two lambs that are brought on Shavuos. The pasuk says there also, v'heinef ha-koyin oisem alechem abikurim tenufa, that while he waves the two lambs on the two new breads, the shtei alechem, and he waves them, which the Mishnah explains, ketzer d'voy, so how does he do it? Noisen shtei alechem agav b'shnei kvasim, he puts the two breads on top of the two lambs, u'manich shtei yodav l'mata, and he puts his two hands beneath them, meilich u'mevi, He goes forward and back, Maila Marid, up and down. That's the waving procedure. Shnem, like it says in the pasuk in Shemayis Chavtes, when it talks about by the Miluim, by the inauguration of the Mishkan, says Ashahunaf of Ashahurim, which was waved and which was elevated. Which before that it also says Va'nafta Isim Tenufa. So there's four terminologies of Tenufas. That's how we know that there's four different directions. Back and forth and up and down. Or it's from, we learn that from Mahunaf and Bahurim and that of Miluim, because here it says by this procedure itself that we're discussing, by the Shtei Halechem, it says the Hunaf and Bahurim. And it says by Miluim, for there's some total of four that we know, it's these four different directions. That continues the Mishnah, Tenufa Hesab Mizrach. We're discussing these two elements of Tenufa and Hagasha in these Mishnayis. So the Mishnah says that the Tenufa was even able to be on the eastern side of the Mizbeach, and for sure on the western side, which is closer to the Heichel, but it could even be done on the eastern part. But Hagasha, bringing the Mincha to the corner of the altar, had to be on the western side of the Mizbeach. Additionally, says the Mishnah, Tenufa is Koidmis LaHagashas. First, by those who require, like the Mincha Sa'ima and Mincha Kenayis, that have Tenufa and Hagasha, first you have to do Tenufa and then Hagasha. And where do we know that Tenufa is first? Because by Mincha Saite it says, V'heinev esa mincha lefnei Hashem, it talks about Tenufa. And then it says, in Bamidbar Hei, V'hikr v'isal mezbeach, which is that you bring it close to do Hagasha. So first comes to Tenufa, then Hagasha. Now, continues the Mishnah, to the next category, Mincha Sa'ima u'minchas Kenois, Tu'una is Hagasha u'Tenufa, requires that of the Omer, the barley offering in the second day of Pesach, and the barley offering of the suspected adulterous woman, both require Hagasha, to bring it near to the Mizbech, and to do the waving procedure, because by both of them it says Tenufa, and we also learned previous daf that both of them apply the halacha of Hagasha. Now the last category, Lechem HaPanim, U'Michas Nesachim, the 12 showbreads on the Shulchan, and those libation menachas that are poured together on the fire when they're brought with karbanas, they don't have neither the procedure of bring it near to the mizbech nor that of the waving. Now, Reb Shimon Eimer, he says, Gimel Minim, there are three types, as we're going to see specifically an individual shlamim, Shlomo Vitzibur, which those are the Kivsi Atzeres, the two lambs brought on Shavuos with the Shtei Alechem, and Nasham Etzayir, the Mitzayir's Asham, that to Unon, that between the three of them, they require Gimel Mitzvahs, three commandments. Shtayim, two mitzvahs out of the three apply b'chol achas v'achas in each one, but u'shlish is in behen. But the third one is not going to be by any one of them, meaning because in all these types, you're not going to have more than two that apply. But amongst these three, you can have all these three halachas. Be'elahen, and these are, like we said, zivchi shalma yachad, the carbon of an individual shlamim, v'zivchi shalma tzibur, the carbon of a shlama of the tzibur, of the public, v'asham matzair, and the ashram that the matzair brings, as the Mishnah explains. Zivchi shalma yachad, when an individual brings a carbon shlamim, so tu'unun smicha chayim, it requires when the animal is still alive to do smicha, like it says in Sefer Vayikra, regarding the shlama of an individual. It requires the waving procedure, as it says in Parashat Tzav, regarding when it talks about the thigh and the breast, the chaz v'shaik of that shlamim, that it has to be waved. But the third one, ve'im ben tenufa chayim, it doesn't have a halacha of waving an individual shlamim when it's still alive. Next one, zivchi shalmi tzibur, the shlamim of the tzibur, te'unim tenufa chayim, it needs to be waved even when the animal is still alive, like we mentioned before, as it says in Parashat Emor. Ushchutin, and it also needs to be waved when it was already slaughtered. Because that we learn out the Zivchi Shalma Tzibur from the Shlama Bud Yachid, which we said you wave it, the Chaz V'Shaik and the fats, when it's already slaughtered. But, Vein Bem Smicha, the Zivchi Shalma Tzibur doesn't have this third item of having leaning on the animal, as the Gemara is going to explain. And the third one, V'Hasham Etzaira, Ta'un Smicha B'Tenufachai, needs to have the lean on the animal and to be waved when it's still alive. Because waving when it's alive, it says in the pasuk v'heinif oisam, as it says in Beizos Yitayras, and so we know that you wave it. And additionally, smicha to lean on the Hashem Etzayir, we know because every karban yachid, as the Gemara says later in Saudi Gimel Manav, has a halacha of smicha, which the Hashem Etzayir is a karban yachid. However, v'ein b'tenu v'shachid, but it does not have the halacha of waving when it was already slaughtered, as the Gemara is going to explain. So there were these three, have these three, but each one only has two out of the three. Now the Gemara explains the opening halacha of our Mishnah, turn about and learn the which we had said regarding those that require tenufa benat hagashim, we said regarding the leg shem and the mitzayir with its ashim. So the Braisa quotes the pasuk in Vayikra, which is discussing that of the mitzayirim, where it says there in the pasuk begins that the kohen takes one of the lambs that he brings, the hikravaisi la ashim, and he sacrifices that as an ashim. Ve'es loig hashem, meaning he brings it near as an ashim, ve'es loig hashem, and together with the leg of oil. Ve'heinef oisim tenufa, and he waves them as a waving, which that's going back on the loig and the asham. So says the Braisa, that teaches that they need to be waved together. It's saying he waves them. What's them? It's going back on the loig and the asham. Says the Braisa, how do you know if, let's say, he waved them individually, that one has fulfilled their obligation? Because the pasuk teaches over there, it says, as we quoted before, v'hikriv oisei l'ashram. It says, he brings it near as an ashram, and it goes on, it says v'heinif. So it sounds like that the word v'heinif is going back even on the individual element of v'hikriv oisei l'ashram, that one has fulfilled his obligation, even if he does this individual and that individually. However, continues the Braisa, but yachal, you would think that yonif, no. There's oisam, which is the plural, and then there's oisai in the singular. So you would think, not like the way we just said, you would think yonif, that he has to first go ahead and wave both them together as one, because it says oisam, and then he has to go ahead and then wave each one individually to fulfill the fact that it says v'slag hasham, and then mehenef, to say each one's individually. Tamalema, but says the Braisa, no, because the pasuk says tenufa, to expound it, because it didn't have to say v'henef oisam tenufa, it could have just said v'henef oisam. What does it say tenufa? Tenufa is the singular, a waving. But loy tenufas, and not wavings, to tell you that no, you only do one, and therefore it's, as we're saying, you do them together. But the pasuk of oisai is saying, if you did them individually, one that's fulfilled the obligation. And the pasuk concludes, and where do you do this waving? Lifnei Hashem, in front of Hashem. Where is that? Says the Braisa, b'mizrach. In other words, like we said, even in the east, it's still considered lifnei Hashem, in front of Hashem, which is where the heichal, where the sanctuary is. Now that is the Gemara, but Va'amar, but you said in Akim Mitz Rabba earlier in Daf Yud Tesamid Aleph, by the Lachav, that a mincha requires Hagasha, you said, oh, it says Levnei Hashem, you have to bring it near to the Mizbech in front of Hashem. So that you said, oh, so therefore Yochav B'Mav, you would think it has to be on the west, because it says Levnei Hashem, So it has to be on the west. So you see, Lefnei Hashem means the west. How could we say when it says Lefnei Hashem by the halacha of Tenufa that it means even on the eastern side of the Mizbeach? So Amri, they said, Hanimi Lemincha. That which we said that Lefnei Hashem has to mean the west, that was when we were discussing the laws of the Mincha by doing the Hagash. Why? Because the Ikri Chatas. A Karban Mincha is called a Chatas, like the Pasim Ikri Vav says in regarding a Mincha, says, Kaidish Kaddish Mikachi Kachatas. The Mincha, Menachas have halachas like the higher level karbanas, as the pasuk equates it like a chatas. Now, the chatas to the yisoid, the karban chatas requires its avodas to be done where there's a foundation, like the pasuk says, "Vas kol adam yishpach al yisoid." The rest of the blood of the karban chatas has to be poured where the foundation is. Now, the karen duraimis mizrachas lahayil la yisoid, the southeastern corner of the mizbech did not have the foundation. As the Mishnah says in Masechtas Midas, the Gemara says in Laman Hemad Beis, that the Yisoid, the foundation of the Mizbeach, which is the bottom slab of the Mizbeach, went along the entire northern part of the Mizbeach and along the entire the western part. And additionally, it went into the south one Amma, which is, therefore there was a corner, the Karen of Maravis Duraimis, the southeast western corner was there. It was the Yisoid, because it came in there an Amma. And additionally, on the eastern side, it was an Amma by the northern part, which therefore there was a Karen by the Tzvainis Mizrachas by the northeast. Now, but it comes out that there was no Yisoid along the entire, basically the entire eastern side, besides that one Amma on the northeast. And so too, on the southern part, there was no Yisoid, only that one Amma by the western side. So it comes out, obviously, there was no Yisoid for the corner of the Mizrachas Duraimis on the southeast. Now, a Mincha requires that it be done on the southern part, because the Pasuk says it has to be El Pnei HaMizbech. What's Pnei? The face. The face is where you enter, where the ramp is, which on the southern side, as the Gemara said in Kamehameha Rav Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. So therefore, obviously, when we're talking about the Halacha of Hagasha, we said it has to be in the southwest. Why? West was simply because of the Halacha of Yisoid. Not because it's not considered Lefnei Hashem, but just you need Yisoid. And on the east, there was no Yisoid. Additionally, it has to be in the south, because it has to be El Panay, which we said is the southern part, which is where the ramp is. And therefore, that's why we said that it needs to be on the west. Avalach over here, when we're discussing Tenufa, Lefnei Hashem, Karina Bay, even on the eastern side of the Mizbech, is still considered in front of Hashem, which is what the altar was in the area right before the Heichel. And therefore, that's what we're saying to qualify for Tenufa. Lefnei Hashem is even on the eastern side of the Mizbech. Now, the next item in the Mishnah that requires Tenufa, but not Hagasha, was Vahabikurim, the first fruits of the seven fruits that Eretz Yisrael is praised with, which the first fruits have to be brought up to the base of Mikdash and given to the Kohen, is Kedivri B'lez Ben Yaakov, that also requires Tenufa. Says the Gemara, Ma'ir B'lez Ben Yaakov, what's his opinion that we're saying that he requires Tenufa on the Bikurim? To tell him, like, learn the Braitza. The Pasuk says in Devarim that Balakach HaKohen, the Kohen will take the basket from your hand and he'll place it. Now, what does that teach? Limit ala bikurim shetu'un tenufa. This teaches us that the first fruits need to be waved. Dibri b'lez ben Yaakov. Now, so we see he has this halacha, but says the Gemara, my tam dibri b'lez ben Yaakov. What do you see over here? Halacha of tenufa. Says the Gemara, gama yad yad mishlam. He learns gzer shava, where it says over here the word miyadecha, and it says the word yad by shlamim, which ksiv hacha v'laka ha-koyin etena miyadecha. It says over here the koyin takes the basket from your hand. Uksiv hasam. It says over there in the pasuk of Yikra, it says, Yadav Tiviyena, his hand should bring the fiery offer of Hashem, the fats on top of the breast. He brings the breast to do a waving in front of Hashem. Now, the Gemara continues on the days, that so we're comparing the two, that they both say the same word, to tell you, Makan over here by Bikurim. We know it's a Kayin, where it says over here in the Pasuk, the Kayin takes Miyadecha, Aflahan Kayin, also over there, that other Pasuk that we just quoted, by the Shlamim, is also regarding the avoid that waving is being done by the Kohen. Now, but so too, Malahal and Baalim, just like over there, it says that who's doing it? Who's bringing it? It's the owner that brings the Shlamim. Avkam Baalim, also over here by the Bikurim, it's also that the owner is doing it. Says the Brizah, how do you resolve that? Who's doing the waving? Yeah, we're learning one from the other, but one saying it's the owner, one saying it's the Kohen. Says the Gemara, Kohen manich yodi tachas yidei Baalim amenav. What you do is that the Kohen puts his hands beneath the hand of the owner, and the owner's holding his stuff, and the Kohen puts his hand beneath him, umenav, and together, that's how they do the waving procedure. So therefore, that's what we meant in the Mishnah, where we said that, Bikum like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that we see, he says this halacha that requires waving. Now, that is the Gemara. V'lei menami. Why didn't the time of the Mishnah say also regarding that it requires waving, that it's Bikurim? Say also, not just Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, but say Kedivrei Rabbi Yehuda, that we also hear that he holds of that Bikurim requires Tanufa. The time, like, learn the Braisa. P'yudayim, he says, the Pasuk says in the Baram, v'hi nachtoi, this is in the context of Bikurim, says Rabbi Yehuda, what does it mean that he should do Hanacha? Zu Tanufa. This means the waving procedure. Which Mefarshim explained, the word v'inachtoi could be read as v'hinchisasai, as Shitim Mukubetza says in Ois Aleph, like the Pasuk b'lei nucham elekim, which is a terminology of directing, which is like this concept of about waving. So, says Rabbi Yehuda, you see that Bikurim require waving. Now that says Yehuda, to emes the tenuva, are you really going to say that v'hinachtoi means waving? Maybe it means like the general translation of the word, which means say, no, they should place it down in front of the altar. How do you see that it requires waving? Says Rabbi Yehuda, Kishu Oimer, but when the previous pasuk says already v'hi nicha, he should place it. Harei Hanacham already tells us he should place it in front of the mizbeach. Haman mekayim v'hi nachta. So what do I understand from this word? Must be it's like v'nchasa that zu tenufa, it refers to waving. So ask the Gemara, why did you say only Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? We see Rabbi Yehuda also requires bikurim tab tenufa. Why are you saying? Why don't you say that according to him also? So Amar Rabbi, he says because ha'yila pasach b'hakasav tchila. The reason why he picked Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is because his source for his halacha is from the word miyadav, which is in the beginning of the pasuk. So we picked him because he's from the earlier part of the pasuk. But yes, we could have just as well picked Rabbi Yehuda, but he's just from a later part of the pasuk. Or if Nachmi Yisrael Gamay says another interpretation, says Hoyl v'rav guvrei. Since Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov was a very great sage, as the Gemara says in Eirin Zav Samach Beis and Beis, that the teachings of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov were kavanaki, they were concise and precise, and therefore recorded him over that of Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Mishnah continued and said another example that's tenufa and not hagasha is ve'emuri shalma yachid, the sacrificial parts, those fats that are burnt of an individual shlama, together with v'chaz v'sheik shalahen, with the breast and the thigh of that animal, which applies echad anoshim, whether it's a woman's or a man's, b'yisrael, avalei b'acherim, but a Jewish man, but not others. So as the Gemara, my kamar, as we had alluded to, what is the Mishnah saying? The beginning starts off by saying it applies to men and to women. Then it says, oh, but not by others, which sounds like only a Jewish man and not women. So Amar Yehuda says, hachakam, and this is what the Mishnah is saying. Echad anashim ve'echad nashim, both the shlamim of a yachid, whether it's a man bringing it or a woman, karbanon ta'an tunufa. Like the Mishnah says, their karban does require to be waving. But as we're going to see, but the shlam of the woman, however, she's not going to be doing the waving. Rather, a kain himself is going to be doing the waving. Because utnufa atzma be Yisrael, but continues the Mishnah, when we say the tnufa is done with the Yisrael, means the actual waving is done by the Jewish man, as we said with the kohen having his hands beneath him. Avaloi bidei nashim, but not through the hands of the women, there only the kohen himself is going to be doing the waving. So to turn around, Linda Braisa says in Parashat Tzav, and by Tzavis Aaron, says, talk to bnei Yisrael, hamakiv, which it talks about the talach, about doing tnufa on the mincha. So it uses the words B'nai Yisrael. What that teaches is B'nai Yisrael Manifin. Only the Jewish men, they do the waving. Now Jewish men connotes two things. Jewish men. They know if the Kachav Manifin. But if you're not Jewish, non-Jewish, then you don't do the waving. So to B'nai Yisrael Manifin, the Jewish men do the waving, but Veina Nash Manifin, but not the Jewish women, they don't do the waving, like we said. Even if they'll have waving in their menachas, they themselves are not going to do it. Now, Amar Biyasi, he says, Metzinu shechalak al-kasav. We find that the pasuk differentiates between carbon Yisrael, between the carbon of a Jewish man, le carbon of kechavim, to the carbon of a non-Jewish man, and also le carbon nashim, to the carbon of a Jewish woman. Where do we find that? Bismicha, regarding leaning on the animal before it's slaughtered. As the Braisa teaches in Teres Kayanim, in the beginning it says, B'nei Yisrael, and it says, V'samach. To tell you, oh, B'nei Yisrael la semchin, but the Evdi kechavim, and the B'nei Yisrael, they're not semchin. Now, says Rabbi Yossi, so yochel nachlek b'tenufa. So you would think, okay, the same thing should be that we should differentiate regarding the law of the waving, that the women's and the non-Jews' karban should not require the waving as the Jewish man's karban. Says Rabbi Yossi, no, we're not going to differentiate over there. You know why? Because mali chalek b'smicha. Why did we differentiate and say that only the Jewish man's karban requires smicha, not the women's and the non-Jews? There's a reason over there. Shasmicha bebailim, because the leaning on the animal has to be only done by the owner. As the Gemara says later on, of Tzadik Gimel Beis, it says, Yodai, Pesamach Yodai, leans his hand, and not the hand of an agent. So therefore, non-Jews and women, since we exclude them from doing smicha, as it says only B'nai Yisrael, So their carbon cannot have smicha because they can't have someone else do it for them. Now, however, nachlik b'tnufa, should we differentiate regarding their kabbanas of the halach of waving? No, sha'tnufa b'kahanim. They could go ahead, the women and the non-Jews, they can make the kohen, the agents, do the waving, and therefore their carbon will have waving, it's just they themselves will not do it. As the Gemara, as Rabbi Yossi concludes his statement, he says, well, im kain, if that's the case, that their kabbanas do require waving, so mat tamalem b'nei Yisrael, then what are we learning out from, when it says b'nei Yisrael, sounds like only Jewish men has waving, you're saying not. You're saying the women and the non-Jews also, their kabbanas have waving. Oh, that's teaching us b'nei Yisrael manifim. Yes, the Jewish man, not only does his carbon have the waving, he himself does the waving. However, the non-Jew does not do the waving because, as it says, B'nai Yisrael. And B'nai Yisrael manifin, only Jewish man does the waving, but the Jewish woman herself does not do the waving, rather it's done only with the kohen. Tanidah, we learn another brayse regarding this halacha of tenufa that it says B'nai Yisrael, which says the brayse, I would only know a Jewish man. Gerim, converts, v'avod mishuchram, and freed slaves, minayin, how do I know, although they're considered Jewish, but in the sense they're not a Jewish-born man, how do we know that they would also have the halacha of tenufa? Tamalei mahamakav, that's what it says, whoever brings the carbon, whoever it is, as long as he's Jewish right now, a Jewish man, even the ger of a freed slave, is also going to do the halacha of tenufa. And that says the braisa ayena, or maybe, no. When it says hamakriv, it doesn't mean whoever brings the carbon. Elazek kohen hamakriv actually refers to the kohen who brings near the chel of the sacrificial parts. He's the one that's going to do the tenufa and not the owner. No, says the brayse kishuim when the pasuk says yad tibiyana, his hands bring it. Who's his hands is bring it? Hari bail mama. We're talking about the owner who's bring it. So haketzas. This is the brayse. How do we do this? How do we fulfill both the word hamakriv, which essentially really means the kohen who does the hakrava of the chelav. And although we said that the yad of tibiyana sounds like the owner, but that means also the owner. So how do we resolve it? Is it the kohen or is it the owner? Oh, so says the Brice, as we said before, kohen manich yad of tachas idehabayil mameinav. You do both. The kohen puts his hands beneath the hands of the owners, and together they do the waving procedure. Says the Gemara, continues tafas amach beizem and avse ketzad aisa. So how is it done? So says the Gemara, manich emurin al pisas hayad. What you do is as follows. You put the sacrificial parts on the palm of his hand. And you put the breast and the thigh on top of the fats. And it says the braisa, and wherever there's bread, the bread's on top of that. So that is the Gemara, Heicha. Where do you find that there's breads that are coming together with the emurim and the chaz and shaik that it's put on top of that? Says the Gemara, Amar Papa, it says, Bimiluim, you find this by the inauguration of the Mishkan, which the Pasuk says in Mikaches, that from the basket of the matzahs, which are in front of Hashem, that where it continues and it says that he puts it on the fats, which are on the right thigh, you see that all these three things were piled up on the hands when they did the tenufa. So says the Gemara, my time, what's the reason that we say that we put the chaz and the shaik on top of the emurim, which the emurim are on the hands of the owner and the hands of the kohen are beneath that? Says the Gemara, if you're going to say, because the pasuk says of a yikra, it says, shaik ha-tuma, the separated thigh, v'chazer tenufa, and the breast, which is elevated, al ishe hachalav yaviu, on the sacrificial fats should be brought, lahein of tenufa, to do a waving. So you see that, yeah, the chazer v'shaik is on the emurim, on the fats. And that is the Gemara, but B'ksib, the pasuk is Mayikra, the other way around, it says that Esachelev, the fats, Al HaChaza Yiviyana, should be brought on the thigh, so on the breast. So it sounds like that actually the Chazav Shaykh is on the bottom, and the Mumar on top of that. So Mabai says, no, Hahu, this last pasuk you just quoted, is talking about, as the word Yiviyana indicates, is Demaisi LeKoin Mebesamet Pechaim. That's referring to the Koin, who's bringing it from where they had the butcher shop in the Beis HaMikdash. That is, there, it's the chalev on the chazah. But then, v'ramile, then he turns it upside down when he's handing it to the one who's going to be doing the waving. So it comes out, what was on the top before is on the bottom now, which is like the first pasuk that we said, which is a murm on the bottom, a chazah v'shaik on the top. And that is the murm, but v'ksiv, we have another pasuk that says later in Vayikra, v'yisim esachel of malachazes, that they place the fat on the breast. So you see that, no, the murm are not on the bottom, they're actually on the top. Says the Gemara, that's another step. That's when the kohen who did the tenufa gives it l'kohen achrinas, gives it to another kohen who he's going to do the aktar, the burning of it, of the fats on the mizbech, with Azlu Maktala, he goes and he burns them, and it comes out that the Emurim that were on the bottom are actually now on the top. And that's going to be then taken off and put onto the fire. And this is what we're teaching in these three psukim, that you need to have three kohanim, because without three kohanim, you can't have turning them over. You have to have one kohen who has the Emurim on the bottom. He flips it over to the kohen, he's going to tnufa. Now that's upside down. And then the third kohen goes back up to that other situation, like the third pasuk says, that you have the chalev ultimately on top of the chazet. And the reason for this is, why do you need three kohanim? The pasuk says, "Mishli b'roiv am hadras melech." In the multitudes of the nation is the glory of the king. By having more kohanim involved, it brings greater glory to Hashem, to the king, and that's why we have these kohanim involved. But again, that's how we resolve how the tnufa procedure is done. That it's actually done, like we said, not with the chalev on the chazav, but rather the emurim on the bottom and the chazav b'shek, which is like that middle stage. That's the way it's done for the halacha of the tnufa, with the hands of the owner holding it, with the hands of the kohanim beneath him, assisting in the waving procedure.